Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode. It's Horrible Decisions. Y'all, this your girl Mandy B. So you just not gonna talk? So you just... And I'm sitting here next to a hoe-ass bitch. And the hoe-ass bitch across from me ain't got a name. So,
The hoe that shall not be named.
The hoe that shall not be named.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, oh. I don't.
All right, never mind.
I'm sorry. Been a good joke. And I know it's like so cool.
Yo, if you're in SoundCloud, drop the crown if you know that reference.
Drop the crown. Oh my God, I hate
love some Game of Thrones.
Bro, when that shit was like in like the last season or whatever, I just kept reading my timeline and I just kept saying got. And I'm like, what the fuck is everyone talking about? Got? What is it? What y'all got? What the fuck is a got?
Actually, that's pretty funny.
And then I was like, oh, okay. Then I saw the hashtag and I was
I love Game of Thrones, bro. I went to Croatia with my friends.
I thought you were going to say Comic-Con or something.
No, I went to Croatia with my friends, and the palace or the castle where Daenerys kept her dragons is there. And I was bugging the fuck out. Like, people really come all the way just to see that shit.
I'm sure.
But when they have their chair back in New York, I want to go to the Javits Center and sit in that motherfucker.
Well, that's just like,
and pull my titties out.
When I went to Thailand, the Bond,
James Bond Island.
Yeah, like, everyone, like, goes
I never
see,
watched it, did
where
you?
Where James Bond is. What? James Bond?
Like, when I, no. When I went to the island, I had never seen anything to do with that island.
Oh, well, they say this is where it was filmed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know. So I guess how we like to start off these solo episodes that you guys like is like with it, like a little quick catch up. I thought maybe this catch up we could do with maybe our dating slash relationship slash non-existent.
Relationship. Oh, let me just, since it's going to take a lot of time, pussy's still not fucked. And you?
I'm getting the best sex of my life. I ain't even gonna hold you. It's so crazy because
I don't even want to look at you.
Dog, I'm getting like, I'm not going to lie. So I was, of course, we had the episode where I talked about my freakiest, nastiest sex. This episode, I've kind of teased on Instagram a little bit. I'm going to kind of talk about my anal orgasm during the kink of the week. But I've literally, I don't know how blessed, like, even the niggas I fuck, they're so fine. I just literally, when they get done fucking me, I just look at them like, how am I so blessed to get fucked and come like this? Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm blessed. Like, I don't know if I should thank God or not for blessing me with the dick that's in my life right now.
Well, I say, oh my God, when I'm fucking.
Do you? Do I say, oh my God, while I'm fucking?
I'm about to come, I'll be like,
is that bad? Okay, so is it worse that you say, oh my God, while you fucking? Or if I thank God after I'm done fucking that it was so good while I was fucking?
You don't be saying, God damn, while you fucking?
God damn is not to God. Is it? I don't know, but I'm literally...
This episode titled, Jesus Got the Juice.
No, I'm not going to lie. I just, I'm, you know, at 27, and even through the year and a half that we've had this podcast, I thought that I had had some pretty good sex. And like, even when I was just with 24/7, and I was like, how am I still having like... new experiences in the bedroom. Of course, the freakiest, nastiest one where I went to the sex club and fucked 10 nights in a row. Like, I'm literally having the best sex life of my life.
I don't think that we can ever really stop having new experiences. Oh, did want to mention something that kind of pissed me off.
Uh-oh, here we go. Don't get in your hotep ways.
No.
I was just having a great time talking about my vagina. Oh, okay.
So, do you remember the dom I used to fuck, the one that had me turn away from the door, the one I used to date with Colette?
Yes.
So, sends me a message. How are you? I said, oh my God, was just thinking of you. He said, wow, time to get out the ring again. Talking about the gag ring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm doing well. I just went out with Colette this weekend, actually. Been really a bit busy with my podcast. I hope all is well. He's like, oh, great. I'm in Bushwick. You know, just got a new place. I said, wow, I'd love to come by and bring you a housewarming gift with a wink. This is what
you
he said.
I love giving people gifts.
Will it be presented in the gloves you used to wear? And if so, consider yourself invited. So I sent the rolling eyes emoji. He said, what? Well, I mean, at least something fun. It's been ages. You should have loads of new shit, right? What would you bring over?
Oh, so he pretty much wants you to bring over that pussy with some toys,
like,
is what he said.
Why do I have to do something outlandish just to give you some pussy?
But this might, that was your kind of fun thing in the past?
Am I tripping?
Yes, you're tripping. Like, that would be like, okay, so that's exactly equivalent to, like, you fucking a nigga for a long time and him wanting to come over and you're like, you ain't gonna invite me to the movies? That's what that is. you sat here and had that type of Dom playful relationship with him, and now you're mad that he's hitting you up to be Dom playful.
I haven't fucked him in over a year.
That's fine. I fuck all my niggas years later. So, and they like, still hit
you
me
now,
with the same
now
shit.
I gotta like bring something over that's so crazy interesting. You can't just wanna fuck me.
Look at you being mad. That's so cute. Bitch, that's what y'all were doing.
I stopped texting him.
You just said you fucked him and he made you turn around when he blindfolded you. Like,
okay,
y'all were on that
please.
Type of shit, bro.
I just said, hey, like, listen. Do you really have to jump from A to Z? Like, I'm like, maybe I could bring you a gift. Yeah, what else are you going to bring? Is that not true? Am I tripping?
You tripping.
Am I tripping?
She tripping, ain't she? Yeah.
You don't think what he said was tacky?
It might have been tacky, but maybe your whole relationship a year ago was tacky.
It wasn't.
Well, maybe he saw it. You don't see it that
All
way
I'm
now.
All I'm saying is I'm like, hey, would love to come over sometime and bring you a housewarming gift. Yeah, and what else? You're going to bring it in the gloves you used to wear? Oh, you don't have those? Well, what else you got?
Well, maybe like, maybe the person he's currently fucking is not allowing him to explore
so why he texted me then? So why he texted me
because
then?
Because that's what y'all used to do, bitch.
Okay, so why he had to talk to me like that? Like, you know we about to fuck when I come over there.
Bitch, that's why you ain't getting no dick.
This is
now
exactly
you just thinking
why
too hard.
No
you're
dick,
fucking
bitch.
Thinking way too fucking hard now.
Exactly.
Now the shit that you used to want a year ago, now you like, well, I need you to talk better to me. Like, bitch, what?
Bro, I screenshot it. I sent it to Colette. She was like, ah, absolutely not. He could have at least said, yeah, we'll have
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, well, she doesn't count. She doesn't count because she eats your pussy. Y'all eat each other's pussy. She's going to stick up for you regardless. All niggas ain't shit to your homegirls. It don't matter what they do. Girl, he ain't shit. How dare him?
That's true.
To all of your friends.
By
man.
The way, I want
right?
to give...
See, look, even the guys shaking their head. They
I
want
to give out to Colette. Shout out to Colette, a.k.a. Cream Pie.
Terrible.
She hates that joke. No, but we went out last weekend. We had a fucking great time together. We went to dinner together, and it was, like, flirty and this weird, like, sisterhood of, like, I always want to bang you. I'm always going to be into you. I'm always attracted to you. But, like, we just are friends, and it's great. Like, I've never had this with anyone in my life. And I was saying to her when I was fucked up and drunk at 5 a.m., I was like, you know what? Like, I feel like you will never go anywhere. Like,
so here's my question. Why not make her your girlfriend? Like, why not be girlfriend?
Because she's definitely not gay.
She just likes to have
like,
fun.
Like, she's seeing, like, this girl, right? And she's like, oh, my God. Like, we were playing together. And I was like, ugh, now what?
Oh, she needs dick at all
right.
times.
Right,
okay.
She does.
Okay, okay.
And I honestly, I think it was just really refreshing to be around her because Colette is super, like, she's European and super bougie, right? And it's funny because I said recently I've never been with a white girl. I don't know if she counts.
She definitely counts.
She does. But I totally disregarded that I'd been with Colette. And, like, it never hit me until then. I was like, oh, my God, I have.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been with
she
a white girl.
She knows as ratchet as I am. We got to the club. They started playing sicko mode. I was like, bah! Left her with my friend. She was like, oh, okay, you know, that's what she does. You know, she's just, you know, she
I
likes that.
I can't stand you.
I really do miss having a woman around that I'm attracted to and get to flirt with and have fun with. And her and I actually went out looking for a guy to fuck together. But
I told you, I'm really trying to find a friend that I could have fun with like that. Like, because I feel like all of my friends be wanting checks. So they like not go join.
Oh,
they like
I wanted
join
to fuck
me.
Colette with Blue Check.
Oh, Lord.
And he was into it. And like, she was just like, I don't know.
Does she fuck black guys?
I don't know if she ever has, but like, I think it's more so like, I don't think she wants to be brought in. Like, I think she really is going to get off at the idea of us choosing a guy together.
Oh, choosing together. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to bring my friend in with 24/7 this weekend because she was in town. And I just kind of wanted her to watch, actually, because she happens to fuck one of his friends. So I guess I was kind of being a bad friend by trying to get her to fuck him, too. But I was like, okay, well, just watch. And then he was like, well, we don't need no witnesses.
I can't believe
unless
you
she's
still
joining,
haven't had a threesome.
We haven't had a threesome, but it's like, it just, if
I
it happens, it happens.
If it's
like,
because.
No, but it's not me. Like, I've told him he could bring another, like, but we just, I think we get really nasty. And I know the sex that we have, he doesn't have with everybody. So, I mean, I don't know. He just enjoys having sex with me. Like, and he even said, like, listen, we had a deep ass talk. Don't be rolling your eyes, bitch. He fucks with me the long way. We have great sex. Thank you very much. Actually, speaking of the great sex we have, we're gonna jump into the kink of the week because I want to share.
You get so in
no,
your feelings.
No, bro,
about him,
listen, I'm not getting my feelings like
trap money, Benny.
Hey! You so annoying.
Ooh, that's my new headline. Every time you
I'm
act
good.
Like a fucking little emo hoe.
Fuck you. I'm
trap
not an emo
money,
hoe.
Benny.
Sorry that I
nigga,
experienced
you
the fucking
legit,
orgasm like none other.
No,
like,
you legit
you, you
love
kissed
him.
My ass.
I don't
love him. I
said.
Love that dick.
He's like, oh, because he fucks me.
He
long way. He
no,
loves
he
me.
Fucks with this pussy, bitch. You're so annoying. You're so annoying. I hate you so much.
Got you in your feelings.
You done?
You gotta be real with it.
I am, dog.
Hey, hey, do you love Mandy?
No, fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. You a hoe. You a hoe-ass bitch. Anyways, guys, we're going to go ahead and hop into the kink of the week this week. This kink...
I haven't even looked at this.
Yeah, well, I guess it can be anal. So we talk a lot about anal in all forms of fashion, whether it's gay sex, whether it's anal bees, whether it's licking ass, whether it's fingering ass. And so I wanted to discuss something that I didn't know existed until I felt it. So I wanted to bring
felt
up
it.
The kink this week. It's actually an anal orgasm. So an anal orgasm is an orgasm that is achieved by stimulation of the anus. The type of orgasm is usually brought on by anal penetration, such as with the penis, a finger, anal beads, or an anal vibrator. The type of penetration can directly, indirectly stimulate the G-spot in women and directly stimulate the prostate in men. Some men and women, however, may even experience anal orgasms through analingus. So I wanted to bring this up.
It's crazy because, like, I've been hearing you talk about this. I've never been fucked in the ass, but I mean, fucked hard.
Right.
I've had the tip. But I've had one.
Shut up,
I've had one just from being stimulated with a toy and being fucked at the same time.
So it's funny because I brought this up because when I mentioned it on my live, there was a lot of, like, women and men that were confused because they were like, wait, women don't have prostates. I thought only men have G-spots in their ass. And so I don't know if this was triggered because he had already made me come through my pussy. Like, I had already had maybe, like, 3 vaginal orgasms. And so, like, to where I was shaking and everything. So finally, like, and this was one of those rounds where after he came, I realized he was still hard. So I would suck his dick. He was still hard, so he'd put another condom on and we'd keep fucking. So after a while, I was like, damn, you fucking the fuck out of my pussy. And I was just so turned
didn't
on.
Didn't they say, you watched that,
what?
I am talking to Chris, who's our engineer in the room, by the way. Didn't me and you both watch that Female Orgasms Explained? And didn't they talk about how anal orgasms were directly related to the clit? Because the clit extends to your
it's
asshole.
It's crazy, too, because I wasn't playing with my clit.
No.
Oh, but just that the clit
vaginal,
is that long.
Like, it's stimulated somehow indirectly through the clit, which is something I really want to talk about when we have someone that's experienced female genital mutilation.
Right.
Because they can have anal orgasms.
Right. So.
What were you going to say?
Yeah.
With
this, I don't know if it was triggered by already having the orgasms through my vagina, but I ended up just wanting him to fuck me in my ass because he gets to fuck me in my ass maybe once every 6 months. So it's like, you know, okay, let's go ahead and fuck me in my ass. Because it's so big, my booty hole ends up feeling differently for the next couple days.
What's your shit like? Is it like water shit?
No, it's regular shit, but I just be scared as to how
wet?
It's going to come out. Do my farts be wet? No, I don't think so. No, but my booty hole just be feeling kind of
like,
does
your fart just feel like...
You're so annoying. But anyways, I wanted to explain kind of
wait,
this
I still want more about your ass.
What?
Do you need lube at this point?
You know what's crazy? Everyone said
care.
You interrupt my goddamn stories.
I don't
you
care.
You interrupt
bro.
Everybody, bruh.
Okay, and some people
real
said.
Real quick, no.
No,
oh,
and
you
some
ask
people
good questions,
said,
but let me
I
talk. But let me talk.
No,
because
I
then
to.
What else you
do you need
is with the guests. No, because then with the guests. Wait, excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt you, but bitch, you're still interrupting. Let me fucking talk.
No,
I'm talking about my goddamn story, ho.
One more about
no,
your
you're
asshole.
You're going to shut the fuck up while I talk
need,
about anal
you
orgasms
answer this
to
one
my
question.
Listeners. No.
Did you need lube?
Anyways, I'm
or spit.
Going back. Bitch, my pussy was wet and he spit. We used no lube. Anyways, it wasn't planned. Now, back to my goddamn story. So, dog, you're
it
so
wasn't
fucking,
planned.
No, it wasn't planned. I didn't plan to have anal sex that
your
night.
Pussy was that wet that
yes,
they lubed up your ass
it.
Enough?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
It was lubed up enough. And I came. Whether I squirted or not, I don't know.
Is this like a... Is something that you think, is it because you've fucked in your ass before? Or do you think, like, in
no,
the beginning...
No, because it's still very... Like, it hurts going in. I mean, he has to be very, very
But in
gentle.
The beginning, did you need lube?
Yes.
Okay.
So
now...
But I think even the lube was just the idea, like, you're fucking me in my ass, I need lube. Like, it's also to the point where if you're that aroused and everything down there is wet, like, I get really wet.
Probably also you're, like, you're more way
and
more relaxed.
And I'm way more relaxed with him.
One out of 10. 10 being advanced anal... One being, I can handle a finger. Where would you say you're at?
Clearly, I just, if you'd let me finish my story,
I'm just asking
you would
your
know.
Asshole measures. Jesus.
If you, I mean, clearly I took, and 24/7 got a big ass
You
dick.
Think you're at a 10?
Absolutely. I took it good. I was throwing my ass back while he was in my asshole.
Oof.
Yes. So I would say I'm pretty good. Now, am I riding
Why
dick?
Did your face look like
that? I mean, I'm just saying. I'm throwing my ass back with the dick in my ass.
So we give you a 9 till you
no,
ride
bitch,
it.
No, bitch. I'm a 9.7 at least, goddamn. Shit. But no.
Continue.
So, it was actually one of those feelings where, and it felt almost like a vaginal orgasm, which made it really weird. So we started off, he slid, and it was from the back. So he was fucking me from the back, and then my legs just started shaking. So I was like, whew, calm down. So he put me back on the bed and then inserted his dick into my ass, missionary style.
Inserted. Thank you.
Missionary style. And this is where I felt like I had never felt in my life. I'm not going to lie. I shed a thug tear, and I had to cover my eyes because I didn't want him to think he made my, you know, OG ass cry.
Money, Benny.
Bitch, no, fuck you. But no, so the orgasm was so intense, like my eyes watered, like I felt like I was crying out of, but it was like I was crying out of sheer happiness.
Well, that's a really strong emotion.
Yeah, and it wasn't that I was like, it wasn't even that it hurt anymore, like, but my legs just started trembling, and I told him, I was like, I started yelling at him. I was like, I don't know what's happening. Like, my legs were shaking, and I was like, holy shit, fuck, like, what's going on? Mind you, at this point, I just feel so like, I don't know, I felt so good. I didn't know if anything came out. Because everything at this point is wet. Everything is moist. And I'm like, as he slides up to get on the bed with me.
What do you mean if anything came out?
Bitch,
like shit?
I was scared to look at the sheets. And I told him, I said, these sheets might be a mess. I didn't, because.
A mess like shit?
Yes, because I felt an orgasm. I didn't know if anything came out of my ass. I didn't know where this orgasm came from. And I'm like, wait. When I orgasm out of my vagina, I know I can squirt or I know
Why
I can...
Why would you think that shit is the reaction
for
pleasure?
Because I felt like it was so wet and I came and I didn't know what the fuck else would come out of your ass except shit. And I literally told
was
him...
it his
I
house
said,
sheets?
I looked up at him and I was like, I'm so
Did
scared
you
to look
smell
at these
shit?
Sheets. No, I didn't smell shit. I didn't smell anything. I was just like, at this point, I was just... I was scared there was blood. One or the other. I didn't know if he tore something because I had never felt this with a dick in my ass before.
How was your ass the next day?
It was actually fine. I'm not going to lie. I was just smiling so much the next day.
Wait, was it his house or a hotel?
We did a hotel.
Okay, well, you ain't got to worry about this.
Yeah, no, we didn't have to worry about
this.
See, if
it was evidence.
Yeah, no. We didn't have to worry about
this. Hold on, do you always fuck at hotels?
No, it depends. It depends, like, who's at his house, where I'm at. He doesn't like coming to the Bronx anymore because he's kind of lit. People be seeing him and shit. So
who's,
I just go to him.
Who's at his house? What you mean? Bitch, he got a girlfriend.
No, he don't have a girlfriend. Calm that shit down. You asking way too much questions.
Oh, nah, bitch, because this shit
no,
was good.
Because the bitch be having to cut shit going, out. No,
what
he
kind of
hotels?
Y'all be going like a Quality Inn?
No, I'm not going to say no names of the hotels.
Oh, because
either.
Y'all be at a regular one?
I'm not going to say
hold
names
on, hold on. Just
hotels.
Tell me this.
You're
Does
asking...
the staff know you?
No.
Okay.
We'll switch up.
wait, have you ever been to like the hotel? Like,
you're not gonna ask me.
And
these
people
questions.
Ask if they that if they like, no, do
why
they recognize
are you
them?
These questions?
Do they recognize them?
Why are you asking me?
Because people want to know, bruh.
People, no one wants to know except you, because you nosy as hell. I'm talking about my ass, and you worried about the fucking quality of the sheets
Bitch,
in the hotel.
It's exciting.
No, it's not. We done fucked everywhere at this point. The only place we probably haven't fucked is in the goddamn studio. But we done fucked everywhere. He fucked me in my room, my kitchen, my living room. I fucked him in just about every house.
Fuck him
he done
in Crystal
lived
Room
in.
For just, you know, variety.
I'm not fucking him in my roommate's room, no. But it was absolutely great. It was one of the best feelings. I don't know if any of you guys have experienced this. A couple people did write into me and say that they have achieved this because, of course, I bragged about it on Twitter. But it was honestly, mind you, this came 2 weeks after the freakiest, nastiest sex I've ever had. So, no, 3 weeks after
Things
that.
Happen in threes.
No, it was like 3 weeks
you
after
You might come
that.
From your mouth now.
I'm not even going to lie. It was like after experiencing what I experienced with the sex club and the pegging with 6-7, and then for 24-7 to make me experience this, which is something we had never experienced before. I even told him, I was like, nigga, that shit ain't never happened to me, bro. Like, you want some, like, that
I'm trying
shit,
to think.
It was amazing.
You've been having lit-ass sex.
Dog.
Are we, hold on, have we ever really at the same time had good, is it
yeah,
just like one
no,
or the other?
You were talking about, you bragged about the sex with Loverboy.
I know, no, and with Jesus
and I
has been amazing.
And I was fucking 24-7 way more between like
I just
want to
make sure I'm
March.
Not going to go through a drought because it got to be one or the other. Like,
nah,
I'm,
it ain't got to be one or the other. And you said Jesus was giving you some good dick. 24-7 ain't.
Jesus give me great 24-7
has been in the picture since episode one.
I haven't seen a big dick since like that since, bro. That dick is big.
It was just like. really, really fucking good. I also really quickly want to read this last part for it. Relaxation.
That might be what came out your ass.
Bitch, probably, bitch. Relaxation and plenty of lubrication are the keys to having or giving an anal orgasm. Start slowly with an anal massage or analingus. I will say he did start with a finger. And again, it probably also helped that I had already came vaginally. So if you are having sex with a female and she does come, you know, from her vagina, that may actually be the hint to you that maybe you should try to fuck her in the ass, because at that point she's a lot more relaxed and her ass will open up a little bit better.
Because we are the... I mean, men can possibly have multiple orgasms, but we are capable of doing that.
Of doing it. And I probably had at least six with this session with him. But he, like I said, he would come and stay hard. And he did this three times. So we fucked three times back to back. It was amazing. I said, I don't know what the fuck you want right now. But it was absolutely amazing. And I was like, oh, hallelujah. Anyways, I guess we're going to go ahead and get into vanilla shit. This is something that actually I've been seeing a couple people write into Wheezy asking. And she found an article on it from saltyworld.net. It actually has to do with nudes and how to avoid revenge porn. I think it's interesting, especially considering revenge porn has been a common topic, but more so with like reality TV stars, celebrities, but it does also happen within, I guess, I hate to call them regular people, but civilians. That's what my sister calls them. She's in the army. So civilians, people, you know, yeah, regular people. And so somehow there's a way to copyright your nudes so that in the case that revenge porn does come out, you have a lawsuit. Here's how to submit your images, bro. You have to submit these nudes to the U.S. Copyright Office.
Bruh.
Did you read this?
Sure did.
But now other people are gonna see your nudes.
I mean, at the office, people see my pussy at the doctor.
I do want to sit here and say this is interesting. You're gonna fill out a registration application under register a group of photographs. You can preview the application. The pay registration of this is $35 to $55, depending on the type of photo.
That is honestly worth your nudes not getting leaked, bro. This is
it
all.
It says you only have to pay the registration fee once for the batch you upload, so upload as many as you can to be cost effective. Copyrights last 70 years after the author's
death.
Let
me show you this nude that I send out. I wouldn't care if after I'm dead.
Well, go ahead and post it to the camera if you don't care.
No, I'm going to show you.
Post it to the camera right
now.
This
is a nude.
I don't want to see you nude, Wheezy. I want to show you. I don't know why you be trying to tell me
Someone screenshotted
this nude to
me.
I'm about to cover my eyes. Go ahead. Show me to it.
Can you tell this is me?
I don't know. I can't see it.
Look at it.
Bro, I don't want to look at your vagina.
Because someone screenshotted it, and I want to tell you how I freaked out, bro.
I don't want to look at your vagina. Go ahead.
I'm covering the pussy. Tell me
if
you can tell this is
okay.
Me.
Nope.
Girl, please. You sent me a video. You sucking dick.
So? You looked at it through my phone. I ain't send it to your phone, ho.
Yes, you did.
I did not send it to your phone. Pull it up
hotel.
Right now, then. Send it up right now. Pull it up.
Mandy.
Bet you it ain't there. Pull it up, ho.
It's here.
Pull it up, ho.
I don't know how you don't remember this.
So that's a dick involved. I ain't showing you my pussy wide open. You out there spreading your shit with fingers and shit.
You
I
have
see your
a video
pussy.
Of my pussy with Loverboy. And I got that video.
But there's a dick in it. That's what I'm saying. Do you think I want to see you eagle spread open right now? No.
You can't just confirm.
There's a dick.
Me?
If I send you a picture of me sucking dick, you're supposed to be looking at the dick anyway.
So my point was someone screenshotted this nude when I snapped it to him on Instagram. I've been like sending it to my friends. Like, can you tell this is me? Bro, I got to know. Like, I am freaked out.
See, I have way too
many tattoos. Like, oh, my tattoos aren't in it. So I was wearing a robe. Mm-hmm. And if you would have looked at the photo.
I wasn't going to look at
you. So, like, I opened the robe. My titties are out. My pussy's in it spread. But you can't see my face. You could just see, like, my mouth a little bit. No tattoos.
Bro, you have a fucking beauty mark on your chin.
It's not it. The hair was covering it.
You're so full of shit.
Look at it.
Nope, I'm not going to look.
Wait, yo, let me tell you how I was. So the person that I sent it to, right, Van knows them.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, my God, this bitch, blah, 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 blah. He's like, I'm like, I think that.
You sent it to a bitch?
Yeah, listen.
That's why she screenshotted it. She ain't your friend.
So I'm like, no, well, her and I, you know.
Nope.
So I'm telling him, I'm like, yo, I don't know what to do. I think it looks like me. He's like, well, let me see so I could tell you.
Oh, Van would say, Van ain't shit. Van would say, let me see the pussy. I'll tell you if I know
it's
you
or not. Let me see if I can see your face in it. Bro, I was so freaked out about it. And honestly, I thought about it and I was like, you know what? This is my best nude. If it gets out, it gets out.
I'm honestly convinced, and I'm just going to sit here and say it because this is honestly how I feel. You done mistakenly posted nudes about three times in the last 2 months,
Because I be
bro.
Sending them.
Nah, bro. I feel like you just, you going to have a nude leak. And I feel like I ain't even going to ask who leaked it. I'll be like, bitch.
I don't want to leak my own. I don't want to have nudes out of me, obviously. But I do, I don't have Snapchat. So I send nudes through the Insta story.
Why?
And I would put the view on.
Why?
Because I can, bitch.
Oh, my God. And get Snapchat. That's where I talk to all my creep niggas.
I don't want Snapchat.
I do. And I literally have it. I don't even post stories. I'm on there just to talk to creep niggas.
Blue Check want me to get one. So you can
oh, yeah. All the, oh, all of them have blue checks or wives. Absolutely. Anyways, those are the niggas I talk to on Snapchat. I really like that you chose this as the vanilla shit because this is actually going to lead us into our horrible decision for the week. The horrible decision for the week is
taking the
nudes.
Best nude.
Now, taking nudes, tips for how to take nudes, also receiving nudes, etiquette of asking for nudes. I also want to talk about being catfished by some of y'all's dick pics. So we'll start with taking nudes, nude etiquette, maybe some tips for the ladies.
So I have the perf nude, the one I was talking about. And let me tell you, if you have tattoos like me or Mandy, I was trying to figure out, like, I want to get naked and I want to show myself, but I don't want to show my arms. How do I fucking do this? Plus, even on my hips, right? So let me try to show what it looked like. So you put the phone down, right? You get on the floor. You put the phone down against the wall, right? Like I did, wear a robe, like something satin and kind of slutty. And you open it so you could just expose your titties and your pussy. And I had like a fresh wax, so it was a really good one. So you just get in front of the, you know, cabinet or whatever
go.
It is.
Here she go.
Right? And you just get the tits, you get the pussy, and like, you know, you put a little lip or a little tongue in there, but you take the camera angle down to where it only hits like the bottom of your nose. And if you get your face, you could just like crop the top of it. And
now,
then
here's
everything
my question
you
with that then. So I don't think that will work for me because I have the gun tattoo right over my pussy.
So all you have to do is take the robe and you tie it around. Yeah. You
okay.
use the robe. That's what I did to cover the hip tattoos I have. By the way, and mine are really tiny ones, but still, they're identifiable.
Real tiny.
Another way that I really like to take nudes, self-timer, is your friend. I really like the look of my pussy when I'm bent over. Like, I just like it. I don't know what to tell you. So I take my phone. I prop it up on my nightstand. Put the self-timer for 10 seconds. Bitch, I'll be scrambling to the bed. Like,
get my ass up there.
But you take the self-timer. Bend over. And honestly, I really like this angle, too, because it covers my stomach when I'm not feeling like, you know, like. And you bend over. You can't see face. You can't
right.
see shit.
Right.
Sometimes I, like, pull the pants down a little bit. And, yeah, it's pretty good.
So I want to give some tips to the thick bitches out there. There is an angle that will make you look tiny at all times. It'll make your waist look super tiny. They get a picture of your tits, and then they also get a picture of your vagina all in one. If you're worried about tattoos, this probably isn't the one for you, but it's really good. So basically what you do, wheezy skinny hoes like to stand up for nudes. When you're thick and have some rolls and shit to cover, you lay down because all that shit flattens out. So you lay on your bed and lift your arm above but to an angle and get the side of you. So when you're getting the side, your waist looks really small, your tits are there, and like I said, it still gets your vagina, but it also just gives the silhouette with your ass. It pretty much covers all parts of your body that anyone
when
would
you're
want
doing
to
what?
See in one.
With the sheet?
No. So you can lay on a bed, you can lay on your couch, bitch, you can lay on the floor. Just lay down, lay your ass fucking down, and you're literally posing it like this. So you're getting the side of you, but you're getting your pussy. And bitch, listen, when a bitch was 60 pounds ago, I was still looking snatched, okay?
Gotta hit the motherfucking angles.
But there's definitely angles.
I like the sheet for that, though.
There's definitely angles when you take nudes. Also, I do want to see here and drop some etiquette for niggas real quick when y'all are requesting nudes. So first off, if you get
a nude. How they need to take nudes,
well,
go ahead.
No, well, we could talk about that after.
Stop getting your toes in the dirt.
Oh, I hate that shit. Yeah, don't listen. We'll talk about that right after. So there is etiquette, fellas, with asking for nudes. But I also want to sit here and tell you how y'all could be annoying as the fuck. First off, getting a nude. Listen, once again, getting a nude is a privilege. From us women, okay?
Come on, three syllables.
Listen, a lot of us don't even like sending nudes. And if we send you your send nudes with all of this revenge porn going on, that means we kind of trust you.
By the way, I don't be taking new nudes. I actually sent a nude to Blue Check. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you keep it up. You can get one for yourself. Like, you can get a special one.
Oh, yeah, no.
I let him know.
I recycle mine.
These in the catalog.
I recycle mine.
And I be letting him know.
I don't care.
But if you don't want a nigga to think that you are recycling,
oh,
just
screenshot.
Time,
you got
for
okay.
Dating
so
time, ho.
Some of these niggas, one nigga got smart and was like, "Bitch, this shit is from 8 months ago. You still look like this." So, first off, so this is what y'all ladies do real
for video screen
okay,
record.
Hold on, if you are, oh, bitch, I do that too now. If you are a male listener, please cover your ears at this time. Remove your headphones. So, ladies, if you got a catalog of news that you like sending, these niggas now be trying to check timestamps and shit. So just screenshot that shit. Screenshot it and then crop
it. You do?
I know y'all do. So screenshot it, crop it so it look like a regular picture again because you don't want the black on the top and the bottom. Crop it down and then it becomes a nude and it has the new date on it. So
I sent
a
fucking nude, bitch.
There's a tip.
And I went when I was in LA.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, thinking about you. Bitch, tell me how this nigga was like.
Thinking about me from August.
No, you back in New York? Question mark.
Oh, like, it shows your location too. That's
yes.
Right. Y'all so lame.
I got right on Chrome. I was like, how to remove geotag from photo.
So goddamn iPhone be telling
my
all
mama be lying to me too, dog.
All of that shit.
My mama sent me. Let me tell you how my mama ain't shit. This is unrelated to nudes. But my mom, you know, I be sending my mom money, and I send my mom money every month or whatever. My mom sends me a picture of something wrong with the window in her car. I was like, when did this happen? She's like, girl, I don't know. They're talking about it's going to be $150 to fix. Do you know this picture was from 8 months ago, 10 months ago?
So much.
It was from fucking January. And I said, so when did this happen? I just told you. I'm like, so, you know, I mean, I'm trying to, I just want to show you what it looked like so you can order the part.
Yeah,
bitch, please.
Nah, but that's definitely a thing. But back to the etiquette of these photos. So my issue and why I stopped liking to send nudes to certain guys is because they didn't have the etiquette of receiving them. And when I say that is, if a woman decides to send you, let's start PG-13. Say she sends you her titties.
Full tits, like nipple?
Full tits, nipple, maybe even, you know, tongue involved, maybe even licking her own titty, okay? What you don't do then is be like,
I've never
ooh,
done that.
I'm just saying, that's elementary starting. Then what a nigga will do next is be like, now let me see that ass. So then if she's nice, she's like, okay, let me go I'm going to send you a picture of my ass.
Yeah.
Then you send a picture of your ass and he's like, ooh, now let me see that pussy. This is where it becomes annoying. Like now it becomes a whole fucking production. Now I don't feel like you're happy with anything I sent you before. So now you know what? I'm done sending you pictures because you're not enjoying this. Not only that, a lot of times when this happens, it's not a send to receive type of exchange. It's me sending you all these motherfucking nudes at one time and me, all you got is your dick.
I'm
bitch,
trying
I don't
to concentrate on what you're saying.
No, seriously.
But people are writing me right now saying that they've seen a clip of us on HBO.
No. Oh, wait. It's not supposed to post until Friday.
I've seen a clip of you in the Vice piece on HBO.
Oh, it's probably it's probably
someone else. Holy shit. You guys are on HBO.
It posts Friday. We just sent our release letters today.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe the commercial posted.
Dude, I have like 10 messages about this.
Well, let me check my phone.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Bitch, that's a bitch. That's a bitch.
By the way, you guys, I'm just going to sidetrack so I can tell you what we're talking about. I just saw a bunch of my DMs. We recorded with Michelle Hope. She was being followed for a Me Too documentary, just people in the movement. And Mandy and I got to have some of our live show recorded for The Vice Report on HBO. So if you guys want to watch.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
Us. Yes, it's going to be really fun.
It actually airs on the 28th. So they're possibly
talking about
a commercial that was posted. I don't know. Does HBO have commercials? I don't know. But it actually airs on September 28th at 11 p.m., if I'm not mistaken. We'll go ahead and post that information. But, yeah, we're on HBO and shit now, just so y'all know.
Yo, but this bitch acting like we got a whole goddamn show, nigga.
I mean,
we're on HBO now.
We're on HBO, just so you know. The fucking price is going up, nigga.
Patreon is $7 a month.
We about to double tax you hoes on Patreon. Nah. But, yeah, so.
Oh, I want to get into how when, like, guys ask you for pictures. Right, because you.
Well, actually, you just missed that whole conversation.
No. I heard you. How when?
Oh, okay.
I heard what you said.
Okay.
How when they're asking, okay. Like the language they're asking, right? Like, when someone says, like, I want to see you, mm-hmm. or take a sexy picture for me.
I hate it.
Things like that. I don't jump into nudes.
No, me neither. I send them a selfie. From Instagram, actually, first.
I think a lot of women think, like, that means I got to do something so crazy. No.
I will say that. A lot of guys actually just like a nice selfie, even if you just have a little hint of cleavage. Like, they like seeing your face, too. Like, I would say just maybe do a teaser.
Blue Check sent me some text that said, send me something I want to see.
Yeah, just send them your face. Because
sure
niggas always want to see your face.
I said, oh, so you wanted something else, question mark.
No, I would definitely say if someone comes out of the blue and asks for a picture of you, definitely don't jump to nudes. Because then, yeah, then you lead to them being all fucking, well, let me see this. Well, let me see that. Like, even, and then it goes from pictures to videos. Well, let me see you play with it real quick. Well, bend over for me. Well, shake it for me. And ain't no... Dog, I be so goddamn annoyed when y'all asking for all this shit when I'm just trying to send you a nude and my goddamn titty. Just take my titty and be happy. That's all you need. It is. I'm just saying. It's all you, it's all
honestly,
the fuck you need.
I like sending, my favorite part of like my nudes to send is like, I just get really frequent waxes. I have a nice package deal. And so I get them all the time, right? It's right by my office. I'm like getting waxes all the time. Like, I feel like my pussy stays on fleek and I be just ready to show niggas. And I know you shouldn't be jumping into pussy, but I don't even want to show that shit before the
Yeah,
titties.
No, I have a lot of guys that do like to see my pussy. So this is, I got another tip for you ladies. Okay. Here's another one. So I masturbate nightly. As you guys know, that's how I go to sleep at night. And when I masturbate is when I become my wettest because I always come. And so even though I'm really exhausted and ready to go to sleep, what I do is I like archive some shit. So I like play with my pussy right then and there and be like, see what you did, even though bitch, the porn did it. So I'd be like, you did this, see what you did. Or I'll like take pictures of it looking really wet. So then when a nigga I'm talking to wants some pictures of my pussy being really wet, I can act like they made it wet. And so there's another tip that you guys can do if you want to. What? You're laughing? I'm serious. It works, bruh. I be like, look what you did. And bitch, I be sending it to all the niggas.
I be spitting. Like
you spit? Oh no, my shit be like, it like pulls up and everything. You spit on your pussy? It looks like spit though, no?
Hold on, I'm gonna show you some funny shit. I'm gonna show you.
I don't wanna see your pussy, bro.
No, I'm gonna show you. Okay. It's not my pussy. So.
What is it?
I ain't shit, dog.
What is it, bro?
Damn, I hope I never fuck somebody that listening to this. So. I was talking, like, me and Blue Check were texting back and forth, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh my God, you're making me so excited, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, am I really? So I sent, this is a picture of my panties down to my ankles with heels on. You see my hand? That's spit.
I can't.
Because I'm petty and phony. But he was just like, God damn, that's what I did. I was like, yeah, you did, nanny.
Oh my God.
So I'm a hoe.
You be real arty with your goddamn nudes, though.
Bro, I don't play games. Look at Colette's fucking nudes. Bro.
Yeah, you show me her nudes. She be getting in lingerie and all that shit.
She loves that shit. She be getting ready. I love doing it, though. Like, it's so much more fun. And, like, you got to put more effort into nudes than just pussy, you know? Especially when you know niggas is getting.
I will say, so nudes. if we transpire this into.
See, this is spit, but it looks like a little bit of it is me, but I just added spit for, like, consistency.
Oh, yeah, that looks like spit. Sorry.
It doesn't.
It doesn't look like my pussy juice.
It totally looks like pussy juice.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Well, it does.
I think it looks like
spit. I think
but
you're wrong.
Okay, anyways, we're going to get to now talking about dick pics because we all get them. I'm not going to lie. I think I've enjoyed getting dick pics a lot more lately. Just massive dicks.
Oh, my God. I
want
to show
you
a dusty-ass dick that you know.
Wait, it's a dusty dick that I know? Can I show you how big this dick is? See, that's just, I mean, it's an okay looking dick. It's really dark, so it makes it look a little gray, which means it's looking a little
dark in the room.
Look how big this dick is.
I think that he made sure.
Bitch, that's a horse dick, ho. Look at that. That's the type of dick. That's the type of scroll, bitch. He got videos and shit he sent me. I screen grabbed all them shits from Snapchat.
He knows, right?
Yeah, he knows.
He knows you screen grabbed.
Yeah.
Damn, he got his face up in it.
Yep. I said I needed to
keep
seeing
it. Why
you
wanted his booty in the air like that?
Because I told him I wanted to see his booty hole.
That's why he
said. Yeah, I told him I wanted to see his booty hole.
Damn, he fine.
Fine as fuck with a big old dick,
hold on,
bitch.
Wait, let me go back. Wait.
Big old dick, bitch. Don't be scrolling because I don't need you seeing my pussy and shit.
I didn't. I'm trying to go back to the dick.
No, you seeing a lot. This is why I don't like showing you my dicks. You don't need to look at my dicks this long.
Well, what the fuck?
Shit.
I'm just enjoying. Jeez.
He rubbed it and all, bitch. Look at that shit.
Too?
man.
Wow.
Look at that thing.
I
hanging, baby.
I'm scared.
So, I'm sorry.
Have you fucked him?
No, not yet. I want to, though.
Wait, did you show me green eyes?
Oh, let me show you green eyes. Green eyes dick is like this, bitch. Green eyes got a big ass dick.
That's a horse dick.
No, green eyes got a
How
horse dick.
How big is that dude's dick? Like 14 inches?
Don't be sitting here making motherfuckers think I'm taking 14-inch dicks. No, it's probably not 14, but it's big.
Let
Calm down.
14
is not normal, bro. Chill. Now, you just trying to make it seem like, ooh, bitch, your pussy must be open.
I didn't have to say
because
that.
Because I know you like to get...
Bro, you are taking it way over.
You're really taking four... Is your booty hole open because you really fuck in your ass? Is it like a 10 or a 1? A 1 being a
Let me tell them how big it is.
Bitch, you... So now she's about to sit here and create the narrative that I'm fucking 14-inch dicks.
Dude.
So she could be like, your pussy can't be that tight.
I am not...
No, because you petty like that, bro.
There's no way nobody could take that dick. No, he's never been in a woman.
Dog, he
not
has
all the way.
No, he has
not all the way.
He be sending me videos of him fucking bitches.
Nah,
swear to God, he
they
be
ain't right.
Bitches.
They got a tilted uterus.
See what I'm talking about? This is what I was talking about. So if I fuck that, you was gonna think I had a tilted uterus. No, bitch.
No, I mean,
hold on. Let me see. You ain't slick, bitch. I caught your little shit.
I'm looking at your arm, and if he that distance,
dog, his dick is like the size
so
of.
So I want
to
tell you guys what this with the nude looked like. He was pushing his dick downward to like touch the. To countertop. Yeah, you did show me.
I did show you him before.
Didn't you want to fuck him and you saw him at a fashion show?
No. That was the Wilhelmina model. This isn't
God
a
damn.
Fine as fuck, dog. I'll be fucking some fine ass niggas. Woo, how am I so lucky, goddamn? Bitch, fine as fuck with a big ass dick. Like 24/7 caliber sex with him.
These contacts.
No, they're not. I hate you. But yeah, anyways.
He famous, bitch. He got a...
Bitch, blue check mark. I got all blue check mark dick. Anyways, let me... all my check mark blue.
Oh, let me just go through this because I'm getting tired. How long have we been recording?
See how...
43 minutes.
Just so
Thank
y'all
God,
know,
bruh.
Real quick, just so y'all know, I know y'all just hit us talking
it's
about,
Monday,
oh my
bro.
God, we need to pay y'all so that y'all can have longer episodes. We just gave y'all 13 extra minutes a couple episodes ago.
So
we
need to
be like 50.
Face I do not
she'd be
want.
Like, she'd be like, real quick. 50 minutes? Okay. They good with 50 minutes.
See
so
how
be
it's
wheezy.
Dark in the room when
I
you
don't
took
like
this
that.
Picture? So I feel like you're trying to play me out with the size with this dark-ass photo, and I don't like that.
Well, not only that, he's dark-skinned, bro. So let the dark-skinned dick live. Because, see, this is what a light-skinned dick look like. I forgot we...
I don't really like red dudes like that.
I like red dudes. Y'all know I like my little paper bag brown niggas.
So... I don't like nudes when you guys are in the bathroom and you take them, like, around the toilet and, like, I'd be looking at the floor. I also don't like nudes where you need to put your dick next to something for measure, although it
I think
makes,
that's a black guy thing.
It makes sense.
I told you I got one with a Febreze can. There's the Febreze can, the water bottle, the remote control. We get it, guys. We get it. Like, those three objects,
I mean,
I don't want to
You
next
said
to
you
a dick
did
anymore.
Get dick fished from, like, a fake, like, you thought it was bigger. But the thing is, like, that shit just looks really weird. Just put your hand at the bottom of it. Let me gauge. Ugh.
That's another one.
I don't like that one. I like the meat mail conversation. This is fun. I showed you Jeeves' dick.
Yeah, but you know, I don't even watch pink dick in porn. I don't know why you be trying to show me pink dick all the time.
Oof.
I don't.
His dick is so great that I just want to go to the gay club sometimes and be like, ha ha.
See, I ain't even gonna show you. I do got a video of me sucking dick, but now that you done talk shit, I ain't gonna say. So you can
the toilet one.
No, the one that I pegged.
By the way, we might need to explain what. Tell them why
no,
you're
first
on.
First off, I don't like, see, I don't have to explain shit. You're the one that keeps saying it.
I said the toilet one.
Yeah, I don't like that you keep saying that.
I don't like.
I sucked a nigga dick while he sat on the toilet. What's the problem? What is the motherfucking problem?
Tell like, him, set the scene.
No, there's no reason to set the scene. We were in a hotel room.
No, because I didn't believe you. Remember, you
so
were like.
So she didn't believe me. So
because Mandy,
him,
no, I'm
so,
gonna tell you what
so
Mandy
no.
said.
I said
no.
We,
Mandy
we
said
both
I was
left
so
from work.
Fucking horny.
I was horny. So I came from spin class. We was both coming. Well, I went to spin class.
It wasn't
at the
a hotel
time,
room.
At
Give
the, time
the details.
At the time that he was coming off work, and we were going to go and grab drinks, but I didn't want to suck his dick because in New York, there's a lot of co-ed stalls. I didn't want to suck his dick in a bar bathroom because those be a little bit dirtier. So I was like, okay, well, there's mad hotels in New York. They got lobby bathrooms. Let's go to, and we went to one on Park Avenue, and it was really nice. It was a single stall
the
bathroom.
The Gansevoort House? Is that where the spin club? You went to Flywheel?
I did go to Flywheel that day, so he met me right at the Gansevoort, and bitch, I sucked his dick in that bathroom, and what's the problem? Because, bitch, when you sit here and you get hotel rooms, let me tell you. You sit on the toilet like it ain't nothing, even though mad people sit on the toilet.
Bro,
you do. You do. You're not going to sit here and act up.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to sit here and act up. I'm sucking dick while that nigga sit on the toilet.
So Mandy tells me this shit, and I'm like, no, you didn't. She's like, yes, I did.
And I took a video. No, you didn't.
She's like, watch me, bitch. Watch me.
There's no problem.
Do you remember why you were at that hotel?
Because my homegirl stayed there. But not only that, I had spin class there. So it just was very convenient.
You were like, my homegirl's just, what'd you say? She tricking. So
yeah, my homegirl tricked, you know, she be getting that money. But that's why I knew it was a good, that's why I knew where the bathroom was. I knew, like, the camera setting. I knew we wouldn't be caught. I knew it was all good.
You knew the camera setting?
I knew it just all would work out well, okay? So that was fine. And you're a hoe-ass bitch. Because you always want to, you remember when you fucked a gay porn site? You fucked on the, shut the fuck up, hoe. I know what the fuck I did, and I done already told the people. The people know if they want to go back and listen, they know.
Guess therapy didn't help.
So I guess we'll go ahead and jump right into the whole mail.
What were you about to show me?
I wasn't going to show you shit. I was going to show you how I sucked some dick, but now I ain't showing you no more.
Why not?
No.
Whose dick is it?
The nigga who I pegged. So you could see, like, it was
so big.
Nah,
let me see that shit, bitch.
Bruh, it was so big. Hold on, y'all.
I didn't imagine him having a big dick.
It was so big. And he, like, was super shaved.
Ooh, I love, like, the stomach.
That shit was so
big. Damn,
he
looked all clean.
Dog, he was so clean. That's
why you got it in black and white, like, Paracel
night
vision?
Because I made it like a little Cinemax. I was editing my little videos.
Good.
Yeah, you like the little edit on there?
Bitch, you look sweaty.
Bitch, that was after the sex club.
You said it was 10 hours.
It wasn't that I was sweating. We fucked in the shower at the sex club. So
I was about to say, you look like you fucked all night.
My hair was wet. Like, we fucked in the shower with all the shower heads that you kept wanting to ask about, bitch.
I just want to know how many people could fit in the shower.
Bitch, I told you.
By the way, someone wrote me and said, yes, it was important to know if it was a prison shower or not.
It wasn't a prison shower. It was actually really nice. But here we go. I'm going to go ahead and read this. This is quite interesting. I got this in my DM on Twitter. So it says, hey there, you ladies are freaking amazing. Made me start a new Twitter just so I can be me. Follow all the porn stars, say what I want when I want, and just let my hair down. So my BFF decides he wants to be my side piece. Oh, Lord. Me and my man barely get it in. So I'm like, cool. Well, he had sent me dick pics before, and I was hyped. First night we met up, all he wanted to do was lick my pussy and eat my ass.
Okay.
Upon the field test, I was saying to myself, he been down there about 45 minutes. He ain't hard. Ain't no way that's his monster dick in those pics he sent. This is so on brand. Well, I left with no sex because I didn't want the disappointment. Fast forward, 2 weeks later, we are at his place and he's rubbing on my tits and goes back again. And I go back again for a touch. It's hard, but thin. I'm a size queen.
Thin.
Yes, you know them pencil dicks. I'm a size queen and I love girth, but hey, let me check it out. I pull it out of his boxers and commence to giving firehead. I almost swallowed this man. After about 2 minutes, he is ready to fuck. Now, in the words of Miss Badu, take it in count. I'm an artist and I'm serious about my shit. He gets in and I'm soaked because having dick in my mouth makes me wet. Girl, me too. And I'm throwing it back, legs on his shoulder and not feeling
Listen, do you want people to ask for your number after this? Like, what do you...
No, bitch, this I got...
Not you, her.
Oh, this person. Oh, girl, she ready.
She's like, I'm ready, I'm wet, I'm this.
I'm throwing it
back. By Erykah Badu. Bitch, go ahead with your vibrations. Careful about your shift.
You know, bitch, hello. He wants doggy, so I turn over, toot it up, and he's in. I'm throwing it to the left and right and eight, and before I'm about to nut, he stops.
Left and right and eight.
I'm like, nigga, what? He said his mind wasn't right. What the fuck? So up and out I go. We stay in contact because that's the homie, so we good. I went back for round three, and we chatted about this and that. Then he let me know he likes his ass ate. Well, I have never in my 40 years done that. He told me I could also stick a finger in it if I go slow. Oh, bitch, he was ready. Well, I ain't ready. She said she wasn't ready. But he gets up, goes to the bathroom, and comes back with clippers and asks me to shave his ass crack. I did.
What?
I did, and I even blew on it to remove the hair, to which he got excited. Hold on.
This is real.
He then tells me that he was not at full capacity when we fucked a week ago, and he needs a night with me to show me how great he really is. Does he deserve another chance? Should I chill and let the whole thing go? Or should I eat that ass in hopes that the thing grows from a string bean to an eggplant? I honestly think that if you done shaved this man's ass already, that you need to go ahead and just let the whole thing happen. Do whatever. Shaved his ass. Let me ask, would you ever shave your man's ass crack? That's a different thing.
I just
want to
say,
you.
I have been looking for love. And when people say, like, oh, what do you do for work? I'm like...
yeah, so... I thought it was good, bro. So, her question is, should she, like, try at it even though the dick clearly is not big, but hasn't been able to stay hard enough for her to really feel it? So she wants to know if maybe she plays with his ass, that his dick may grow bigger, because clearly he's into this. I don't know how you just sit here. They got to be real good friends. Like, besties.
I would shave, like, my man's ass.
This not her just, side piece, though.
Nah, I'm not shaving his ass.
I'm trying to think. Would I shave 24/7's ass?
Why not?
You might be right. I probably shave his ass.
I would do it.
I don't know if I would blow to put the hair away when I'm done. Blowing in the ass.
I mean, like.
It's like giving a whole haircut.
Like, I feel like if I shave it, I'm not doing the cleanup.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But.
That makes sense.
I don't know. I don't know. It's like a very intimate thing to do. Like, I've never had someone shave me. I kind of want that. I watched it on Sex and the City when I was a kid and I loved it.
I don't know if I
There's
could
also
have anyone
shave
me
so.
Either. I do think, ma'am, that you should go for it. I think you should definitely go ahead and just see what the sex is like. Y'all know I like freaks.
Because he's freaky.
And apparently I'm obsessed with booty holes. So if a nigga like want me to like shave his booty hole, that's real freaky, bitch.
And it sounds like you're into him.
Kind of, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's also that she's not getting pleased by her partner. So this is like maybe something different. But I'm not going to lie.
If what does it matter? It's something
if
wild.
You, if you're
going
to go out, though, and cheat on your nigga, it needs to be with a nigga that's actually going to please you.
I can't believe she shaved his ass.
She shaved his ass, bro. I don't think. Oh. Anyway.
I mean, you know what? If it's like, hey, you want to get in it, I need you to help me
but
with it.
But you know what? So I'm not going to lie. Because I be licking ass, there's definitely levels to the hair of a man's ass. And so I think it depends.
Blue check got some hair.
Dog, I think it depends. Like, I think it depends like how hairy they are.
I mean, I
like
wasn't
24/7 asshole isn't that hairy. Like there's a little bit of hair, but I'll still lick if there's hair there. Like, but if it's too hairy, I'm not licking through like feeling like I'm licking Weezy's head, bro. It'll feel like I'm licking your goddamn scalp.
I think a main thing though with like any kind of like anal play at all for
it has to be clean.
For men and women, it has to have like
clean.
It has to be really well maintained.
It has to be super well maintained,
it's such
bro.
A quote unquote. Like,
or at least do it after the shower.
If shit or fecal matter comes out of it, like it's just got to be pristine.
It's got to be it has to be clean. So, ironically, the second one that I chose, both of these letters this week, the women are cheating on their men. Oh, fuck.
Come on, Insecure.
Okay. So this one is titled The Horrible Wife.
Oh, Jesus.
I freaking love you, ladies. You are like my soul.
Can y'all send pictures with your... I want to know.
Why? No,
send a picture.
You be petty, B.
I'm not going to post nothing.
No, but you still be like judgy.
No, I don't.
I think you be judgy.
Who was judgy that we said we got to cut this out? He was like, she's our...
That was Tahoe. He's just mean.
No, I want to like know what your little nigga look like. I want to know what your man look like. I want to see.
Yeah, but then when we get fucking DMs of fucking piss on people in our DMs,
that's
like,
fine, man. It is what it is.
Now you asking... Whole ass dick out and all.
This is the life we chose.
Shit. Okay, so it says, I freaking love you ladies. You are like my soul sisters, and I feel like only y'all can understand me. Damn, don't act like we just be out here cheating. Damn. Apparently we only understand cheating as hoes.
I'm all about, maybe she's just a hoe period. Let's get to it.
Let's see. What I want to share with you is my horrible ways. I am a married woman. Oh, been with her husband for 20 years. It was bound to happen, bitch. 20 years, you don't cheat.
That's a long time.
This is my horrible ways kick in. I married my high school sweetheart, so we've been together since my pussy started growing pubes. Well, he ain't freaky, not the freak I need him to be. So I stepped out, and I did it with my side nigga, in which he was in the picture for 10 years. Okay. So
wow.
You've been cheating on your nigga for 10 years.
Half of the time.
Okay. Me and my side love our sex. I told him my sexual fantasies, and he's helped me achieve them. From DPs that I wanted to try.
Oh, no.
To BDSM, to role-playing, to everything we can come up with sexually.
Damn, this makes me sad.
He is my perfect sex partner. Not only that, he is my BFF. Ugh. He knows all my deep, dark secrets. Knows all the men I fucked behind my husband's back.
Oh, okay, well, I need to know why you
still,
with your
hold
man,
on,
bitch.
It's still my side rider. That's a new name. Well, plot twist.
Ride or die, but on the side?
I like that. Side rider. Yeah, that's kind of lit. Here goes the plot twist, bitch. You ready?
No.
Well, the plot twist, when one of the dudes we had DP with caught feelings. After we did the DP together, I wanted to do a one-on-one with his friend. Well, wrong move. I became friendly with him for the purpose of keeping him around. So whenever I wanted to do DP again or do other sexual shit together along with my main side, he was there. Yes, I'm a horrible wife. Well, homeboy caught feelings. Knowing well enough I'm married, not leaving my husband and family, I just want to have fun. Nigga fell so hard, he contacted my husband through social media to let him know his wife is a whore.
You fucking whore!
Bitch! His feelings was hurt. Wait, no, bitch, because I don't like how you read. Let me
hurry up.
This is dramatics here.
What's her Instagram?
This is in our email. My husband flipped. It was ugly, but we got through it. I confessed to my husband.
But no.
Listen, I no confessed pun intended. To my husband that while we quote unquote separated, I went and did things I was curious about, and that was it. And it's out of my system now. So let's just either break up or move forward. He chose to stick with me and be more sexual with me. It's been 1 year since the incident. He is not as sexual as I need him to be. The news of his wife being gangbanged coming from one of my gangbangers directly has scarred him. He's told me he don't feel comfy fucking me because all he can think about is how you fucking and sucking other niggas out there then coming home to do the same to me. Now come the bleep on. We already chose to stick it together and move forward, but he hasn't changed.
Did she really say come the bleep?
Come the bleep on, bitch. Yeah, I ain't say bleep.
All right, girl.
Come the bleep on. We already chose to stick together and move forward, but he hasn't changed sexually. Instead, I don't feel like fucking him because I know he's judging me. But still, we have regular sex. Not the fuck I want. Huh. What do you suggest I do at this point? Help, horrible wife, and some guidance from my new BFFs. I look forward to hearing from you, from your Latina sister.
These Puerto Rican hoes, bitch, they crazy. Listen, I need to know how rich your husband is.
Bitch.
That you ain't leave that.
I feel like I don't think he's rich at all. Otherwise, he would have left.
I'm trying to Google her email name. I need to know. I need to know her
man.
No, bro.
Don't
like.
You be trying to play Investor Gadget and shit.
I'm just really interested in, like, I need to see what this shit look like, bro.
Okay, Investor Gadget, calm down.
This doesn't even feel like a real story, but I know it's a real story because it's a real email.
No, it's a real email. It's so crazy because I think people,
you
like,
can tell from the email addresses.
Shit. This is real shit. So I think, honestly, so this is what I've mentioned before. So as you guys know, monogamy is not for everyone. We've talked about the alternative lifestyles that you could have with your partner if monogamy may not be the part for you. The fact that you're saying you're cheating, but you're not being sexually fulfilled and you're going out to seek these sexual arousals and stuff from other men, I feel like this needs to be a conversation with your husband. I don't feel like maybe you're telling him exactly the things that you are enjoying. You're clearly enjoying DP.
Well, the problem is, like, you're feeling guilty about what you've done, so now you feel like you can't.
I don't think she's feeling guilty. He's making her feel guilty.
No.
She's enjoying it, bro.
She's feeling guilty about what she's done, so now she can't just sit there and be like, I need this, this, and this, because you know you hurt him. So it's like, how much can you really pull from someone that had to forgive you?
So my advice to you would be, honestly, one of two things. At this point, you could really only do one of two things. You need to open up and express that maybe you're interested in swinging or going to a sex party or expressing these sexual fantasies outside of the bedroom without him. Or maybe he can watch. I don't know if he would want to partake in that because he's clearly judging that you've done it and come back to him. The only alternative to this would be to suggest an alternative lifestyle with your marriage or possibly leave him.
Sounds like all you're going to do is cheat.
That's what it sounds like.
10
she's
out of
going,
20, bitch.
10 out of 20, you've been cheating.
If you had a 10 out of 20 chance,
wait,
you had to survive.
But not
tonight,
only.
What would you
no,
you feel
I don't I don't want a 50-50 chance. That's a lot. That's goddamn. No, I just don't want it.
That's,
I feel like you either need to have a really deep talk with him, possibly even therapy. If look at me with the therapy quote. If you feel
this shit
you know,
is hilarious.
Bitch, it's different. But if you feel like you want to stay with him and you feel like maybe you don't know how to get your
rocks off.
Your thoughts across to him as to how to discuss this to him to where he's not going to keep bashing you for what you enjoy doing sexually, you may need to find a median, like someone to intervene with the conversation so that he can understand how you feel and you can understand that you did hurt him. So, You got mono, bitch?
I'm choking on the dick like she did.
Hey. Bitch, I don't choke on dick.
Latina lovers.
But no, I really think that, yeah, it's a conversation you need to have with him because it really doesn't sound like you're going to stop fucking. You clearly like double penetration. You like getting gangbanged. And you like this sexual, you know, shit that you're doing with your BFF.
She didn't say they had kids, right?
I think she actually did. She said she's been married. She said family.
Okay.
So
I could see how you don't want to leave because of the family. I wouldn't leave if my kids, you know, really needed me to be. I can understand not leaving for that. But, I mean, your relationship doesn't sound healthy and you don't sound happy. And, bitch,
not at all.
If you've been married 20 years, you might be a little bit getting up there.
Don't do that.
I'm just teasing.
Don't do that.
But no, I say that to say.
She said high school sweetheart. So
I'm
yeah,
just saying, life is probably fucking short, bro.
Bitch, calm down. She might only be like 38, ho.
But life is short. Like, if I'm approaching my 40s, I don't want to fucking sit here and waste my remaining.
Especially while you're listening to Horrible Decisions and hearing how awesome I'm fucking. Bitch, I just feel like good at
40. 40 is an age where you, like, should be.
Bitch, I be so excited. Like, I be talking to my friends, like, how am I so blessed? Like, I don't know how I get this good-ass dick in real life, bro.
I don't either.
In real life.
40 is an age where I think that you should be able to know yourself and get what you want and ask for what you want.
I'm 27 and I know.
And it's just too much older to be, like, unhappy. Like, I feel like this is shit, like, young bitches
are you
through.
Really looking for us on HBO right now?
I'm just HBO. It's called Vice on HBO.
Yeah,
Consent,
that's what it's called.
At 11 p.m.
Wait, do you see us, bitch?
Not
wait,
yet.
I want to see. Look, the whole time she's been looking for us this on HBO. Oh,
my
shit,
God.
Not HBO, bitch.
What did he say? That was a nigga that talked too much.
Yeah, he talked way too. Just so
he did talk.
You said thank you, bitch. Now stop talking. That's exactly what we said. Anyways, we gonna go ahead and wrap this up. Again, if you guys have not yet, please become a patron. If you've already caught up on all of our episodes, and I love that y'all are going through the archive and seeing us grow through this show and seeing the different guests that we've had on. If you guys are all caught up on all 83 episodes, then become a patron. You can go to patreon.com/horrible decisions. If you just go to the Patreon app, for some reason, it's hard to find us. So go to patreon.com/horrible decisions. Please become a patron.
By the way, a lot of people think that Patreon is just a website.
Look at you.
Like this guy was like, when it turns into an app, then I'll get it. If you want to hear the episodes, you can listen to them straight through the app. It's just like a podcast app. So like nothing is going to feel like you have to get on a desktop just to hear us.
Well, not only that, I do want to let you guys know too, if you are already Patreon users or if you want to become a Patreon user, there's actually a special link that you get when you become a patron, and you actually just use that link and you can put it into your iTunes or your Google Play, and it'll add directly to your library.
Right.
So on iTunes, Google Play, and I believe just those two right now. And I'm going to go ahead and shout out Google Play for y'all Android green bubble ass users, since apparently y'all think I be shading Android users a lot. Bitch, I put all the hashtags to where they could find us and was like, oh, you just not going to put Google Play? I was like, my bad with your green bubble having
I mean, like, okay, we like, forgot about that shit.
I ain't gonna lie. This one nigga that I talked to, well, actually, I blocked him. But I told him I wasn't gonna unblock him because he took iMessage off his phone. I said, I don't want to see your green bubbles, so we could talk on WhatsApp. Because
what the
at least
fuck is wrong with you, Mandy?
What? What's the problem? What you sending me?
I'm just saying, like, I understand that, like, some people need Androids. It, like, puts another, like, some people need heightened security. They need to fucking hack their shit. Like, I be fucking smart niggas.
So you think your face matches mine, that you could just log into my phone?
I thought you could just press a photo, like, on this phone.
Oh, yeah, no. It's an X, bitch.
I don't...
Get that.
I don't want that facial shit. I want facials, just not facial ID. By the way, these new iPhones, like, none of them have a fucking fingerprint. I'm going to miss
them. I'm fine without the fingerprint. What else did I want to update you guys on? What did you want to see?
Picture. You can't screenshot.
Well, can we finish recording and then? Because I know you'd be liking
to
run out of here. Let me get a proper adios to these motherfuckers. Anyways, I do want to shout out real quick to our YouTube subscribers. Y'all get to see us on video this week. We kind of fell off a little bit. Y'all know we trying different cameramen out because Alex is no longer motherfucking with us. R.I.P.
Okay.
to him. Well, not R.I.P.
There is no R.I.P. Free Alex. We are all loudspeaker fam. It's all love.
Yep. All of that good stuff. But free him. But we are working on getting you guys still video for the YouTube or whatever. And so we're coming back. We do love y'all. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for being as interactive. And if you haven't yet, please follow us on Instagram at @horrible_decisions. Follow the Twitter page, which is ran by Weezy, at Horrible Pod. And follow me on Twitter at Full Court Pumps.
That's right.
Instagram,
I do not have my own fucking Twitter. Just talk to me on there. Yell at me on there. Also, if you're in New York on October 28th, me and Jesse are having a live show. It's called Zozo Talk Live, hosted by Mouse Jones. Check out my Instagram for tickets to that. It's going to be really fun.
Boom!
And in Atlanta, it's going to be on December 8th with Tahoe, Miami. I don't know, but it's going to be nasty.
It's going to be cool. And also, I will be in Chicago November for a week for work. And a
Chicago?
Lot of you guys are still hitting me up about Chicago. And I don't think I'm going to be a hoe there, although I am trying to get these Bears tickets. So I hope I ain't gonna. I do want to go to a game. But I am trying to meet some of y'all. So I don't know if I'm going to do it at a bar. I don't know if I'm going to get something.
Should do
but
like a Saturday brunch.
I am going to probably meet y'all. Nah, I don't want to do brunch. I can't eat a lot, bro. My stomach is small. I hate when people want to invite me to brunch. I can't eat. So let's just drink. But I am going to be going ahead and posting for news on how you guys can meet me in Chicago. Again, thank you guys yet again for tuning in to another episode of Horrible Decisions.
We love you.
Bye.